Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I'm a licensed clinical social worker practicing as an intuitive psychotherapist. Find me through my LA Talk Radio show page. You simply go to latalkradio.com. I'm on channel 1, and you can pull up All Things Therapy. You're able to listen to archived episodes. You can connect with me through the links to my Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I welcome information, feedback, if you're interested in becoming a guest on this show. There are also links to my affiliate offers there for you to check out and take advantage of. There's a link to my crowdfunding campaign with Patreon. And there's a lot of other really informative shows on LA Talk Radio. So I want to really start directing people there. To book sessions with me, there's a link to NOLA Therapy, N-O-L-A, therapy.com, New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, which is another way to reach me. And I ask if you like the show to please subscribe and rate it on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. This show is brought to you by Audible, who offers over 180,000 book titles for you to choose from. And as my listener, they offer you a free month subscription along with an audiobook download of your choice. You could take advantage of that by going to audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy. So my guest today, we have been working together since 2017 to put this show together, and she is on in honor of International Women's Day, which could not have been more divinely orchestrated, as Alexis Cartwright is coming to us live from Australia. She is the anchor and founder of Transference Healing, and she works with the energetic patterning of the physical body. Today, she's going to talk to us about her work and specifically energy that's called the Sphere of Chokhmah. And this is one of the 10 energy spheres that composes the Tree of Life in Kabbalah. And this energy is important now because we're in a master 11-2 universal year, according to numerology. And Chokhmah is the energy related to number 2 and is present now to aid us in creating our future from a place of deeper spiritual faith and wisdom. Alexis will end our time together somewhere near the end with a light body healing that she will guide us through. And I just couldn't be more honored, more pleased to have on Alexis Cartwright. If you want to follow along or just consult her website, it is transferencehealing.com. Welcome, Alexis.
Well, hello there, Lisa. It was lovely to connect with you in this way. Like you said, we've been preparing ourselves for quite a few months to be on air together, haven't we? So it's very, very exciting.
Thank you. It is exciting. Where would you like to begin with us today?
I'd like to just talk initially a little bit about Chiron, and then I'll lead into the channeling that's come through for us today. Being a channeler, what I do is I speak spontaneously in the moment, and the whole time that I'm speaking to everyone, there's energy running behind me. So this is all in preparation. Even though we're absorbing knowledge and we're hearing the channeling, we're on another level going through an energetic process in preparation for the final part of what we'll be doing today, which will be the light body healing. So just to start with, I just want to talk a little bit about Chiron. So Chiron's actually, I think you're quite interested in Chiron, Lisa, aren't you?
I am.
That's what we talked about. Chiron's a massive planetary influence in our consciousness at the moment, and it's come through to help us open up, or humanity open up, to new ways of healing and to get to the actual base of our core wounding, what's been disempowering us, not only from a healing perspective or what's been coming through genetically to create those distortions to get to a place to be able to clear that, but what's actually disempowered us on another level emotionally and spiritually. So everybody's born under a Chiron influence, either one of the 12 signs of the zodiac, and I call them archetypal imprints. Now, we've been in Chiron in Pisces now for 7 years, but what's interesting from now to 2026 is that we're basically leaving this Chiron influence, which has been all about opening up humanity's consciousness to reestablish a new belief system, to really get to the core of what they truly believe. And that belief system is more universal now. It's really based on different principles in regards to, hey, we're not giving all our power away to thoughts and beliefs outside of ourselves. We're connecting right to the universe and opening ourselves up energetically to the universe to not only heal ourselves but to awaken and establish this new belief system. Now, that's been huge in itself, but also what it's doing now, it's leaving this influence of Chiron in Pisces. It's been in for not 7 years, and moving into Chiron in Aries, which is all about the I am. So really, basically, we personally and humanity are really going to be compelled or encouraged by the universe to actually utilize this new belief system that we're really being energetically encouraged to do through Chiron in Pisces. Everything's changed now in this new belief system that's been anchoring deep within our psyche. But now we have to integrate it into ourselves and into our reality. And that's what Chiron in Aries does. It really brings us back to the I am presence. And it really, really starts to encourage us to heal the lower I am, or to heal aspects within the self that really has been creating this core wounding that we're birthed with, these genetic imprints and these woundings of past perceptions and, you know, memories and everything that create genetic imprints in our body, that creates genetic dis-ease and restrictive circumstances in our life. It's time for us now to bring it back to the I am and start to clear that. And when you've got an influence like this as Chiron, it really does compel us to move in a new way. We have no choice in that, because what Chiron does, it opens us up to the deepest dimensions of our being. So Chiron, on an archetypal level, a planetary system as a whole, is bringing forth within humanity a whole new way of healing.
Yes.
So we're integrating many aspects. I call it interdimensional healing. Healing isn't just about the body. It's about the mind, body, soul, and spirit. And in the body, there are four planes, which is the physical, etheric, which is the energetic system. Then there's what we call the electromagnetic, that works with the subatomic system, the atom and cells, but with what we call the light body system. And what the light body system does, when it comes into play more, it purifies these inbuilt genetic weaknesses that have come through from the past lives of the past. And what it does then, it not only purifies, but it crystallizes higher frequencies into our body. And this is what we call our light body system. Now, what Chiron's doing, and it's come through from the 70s as a planetary influence within humanity's consciousness, what it's actually doing is awakening us to these four planes of existence alchemically in our body, but it's helping us touch deeper aspects of our patterning to connect up to the universe and to learn to not only heal ourselves, but in doing that, we break free from all of these limitations on a soul level, psychologically. We break all of these limitations down and we become enlightened in body, mind, and spirit. And I truly believe, through the channelings that I've done, is that when we go through a healing process, or we want to make a change, we have to change something in our patterning first. And this is how transference healing came to play, because I was initially I started off as a psychic reader in my late teens, basically, born psychic. But then I got guided by spirit to look into the patterning and to help people change what's going on so that they could fulfill what I could see as their destiny and purpose. And in that process, this is how Chiron came into play, to help me see the depths of the patterning. And what I came to realize is that when you can tune into your patterning and you can go into it in a way that you're seeing what needs to be cleared on an etheric level, when you shift the patterning and you clear the energetic system by etheric procedures, specifically I'm talking about procedures that I've channeled through, what it actually does then, it creates an alchemical response in your body. Now, the last thing to shift, I believe, is consciousness. Instead of working from things from the consciousness level, I feel that if we can go into the patterning. Now, once we make that shift to consciousness on a really core level, so if we can do it through, you know, through the mindset, and we're very clear and very committed to that mindset, of course we could do it. But if we can do it in our patterning, what happens with that alchemical response is once you make a shift to consciousness, which that clearing will do, it's really core in yourself. It's really heart-based. What actually happens is it solidifies the healing that's taking place in your body, and it solidifies the changes that that creates in your reality. So to me, consciousness is the hardest aspect of ourselves to really shift on a core level. But when we do in this way, it co-creates profound changes, not only in ourself, our body, but within our consciousness as a whole. And then that ripples out, I call it like an electromagnetic hologram. It ripples out into our reality, and then it co-creates changes within our reality. Now, from that point, people's sense of self, their ego, and whatever's holding them back, that fear mechanisms dissolve. And then it flows out, and then they move. It's like gliding through this vibrational shift that's going out. It just breaks all of this patterning that's been disconnecting us from spirit. Now, that's what the Chiron in influence is about in Pisces, to heal that disconnection, to establish this new deep sense of awareness of our connection with the universe.
Yes.
And the belief system that changes within that, deep within our being. And then Aries going, okay, well, now you have to embody this. Now you're going to really be compelled by the universe and circumstantial changes, because something shifted in your psyche, deep within you. And now we need to really work on ourselves and really embody this amazing new sense of awareness and how this is going to heal. I believe we're clearing so much of our genetic patterning by this profound shift of consciousness that's birthing within humanity through Chiron's influence.
We are. And when Chiron was discovered in the late 70s, it also represented a shift in our consciousness and culture towards more healing and modalities becoming available to people in all continents around the planet in a greater way than had been disseminated before. And your book, Beyond Doorways, really addresses what you're talking about, the deep patterning at the etheric level and at the spiritual level. And my work, the book I've been working on around Chiron and core wounding, is about, for instance, Chiron and Aries. It's a core wounding in one sense of value and worth. And so how we can show up for ourselves differently and better by the boundaries we set with ourselves and others. So I was so happy to find your work last year and just the depth of the spiritual truths and that power and that way of healing that you bring to the work that I've been articulating.
Yeah, thanks, Lisa. And that's exactly what this is about, this Chiron influence is about. So what Chiron is, when you have a large planetary system or a planet moving in our hemisphere, what it basically is about is creating a shift in some aspect of ourself. What's really unique about Chiron, you either love it or you hate it as an astrologer. You know, because ultimately it's no nonsense. It's actually represented astrologically as a key. So it's basically saying, you know, Chiron's giving you a key to clear core wounding. And in doing that, and if you can and embrace that healing process, mm-hmm. and open up that those aspects of self that have been disempowered through this state of dis-ease or, you know, restrictive patterning from past lives, as you clear that, you're actually then going to go into the state of rebirth, and that's going to actually not only heal yourself, but your consciousness as a whole. Now, that's what I'm talking about. We've got to go interdimensionally. So it's about Chiron, the mythology, is the healer, heal thyself. And then mm-hmm. through that process, you break free from physical restraints. So the mythology is about this being that went all over the universe learning all different forms of healing, but ultimately when it came to healing the self had to come back into the I am presence and utilize all that healing interdimensionally in the now to get to that core wounding. Now, we all have core genetic wounding, and I believe it's very workable to clear that. Now, what I've done is, you know, I started off like a psyche, but it was a psychic reader, but I got guidance by spirit to shift into running this energy and developing this technology. And, you know, all the writings and the teachings come initially from tuning into the body and the DNA and seeing the bigger picture in the universe, because we're all connected to the whole complexity of the technology of nature and the universe as a whole. So when I tuned into the DNA, two things happened. The first thing that happened was I could see these genetic imprints, and I'd start running procedures on different planes of the body, the vibrational, mental, electromagnetic plane. And then that would clear whatever was coming up, the symptomatic stuff, but it would trigger the core aspect behind that. And then I would say to people when they come out of that clearing process, okay, now you're going to feel differently and you're going to think this way and that, and then there's going to be this kind of little bit of change is going to happen to your life. But what they've done is they're going to have this, what usually happened, they had a shift of consciousness and a sense of belief or faith that they'd never felt before because the pain was gone, you know?
Yes.
And it was all interconnected, and I worked on thousands of people this way, and in that process, in doing that, by looking into the body in this way and channeling in this way, I then understood the evolutional process in my mind of the DNA and what's actually happening within humanity's whole genetic mutation, because we're moving from what I could see a third dimensional reality into a fifth dimensional reality. And I saw that transition take place genetically in the patterning before it was even coming out in the world as being, you know, expressed as actually happening from a spiritual perspective that we're moving into this transition. So basically what I teach now is that we have a new DNA blueprint, and I explain that in my teachings by about what I see happening in the grid of the planet, alchemically what's actually happening in the planet. And in doing that, being a more of a universal channeler now, I bring this energy out in the world and I say it's a key, and I say to people, well, you know, if you want to create change, you can clear within yourself and the world, your whole consciousness as a whole will change, and you'll not only heal your body, but you'll co-create your reality. And that's what transference means. It's about coming from one state of being to another, or utilizing alchemically all the elements that are resonating throughout the universe. And there's a huge amount of technology birthing now because we're in the fifth dimension, you see. So there's more prana, there's more light, the grid technology, the planets on a higher frequency. Everything is alchemically moving to a higher vibration. And as we open ourselves up in our core being deep within ourselves, we can absorb this alchemical process that's going on, create this shift, the healing, and a shift of consciousness, and then we co-create the reality that's of a higher vibration and a fifth dimensional reality that has so much less struggle and pain and restrictions in our sense of self and being and reality as a whole. So we're not to be, meant to be living with this restrictive patterning that's creating this limitations in our body. Now, the interesting thing with Chiron, the way it rotates cosmically, it's between Saturn and Uranus. Now, Saturn's all to do with the body. Uranus is all to do with the consciousness, you see, and it's all integrated and it's all one. People think that the mind is disconnected from the body, but it's actually instrumentally interconnected in every cell of your being, in every atom of your being. Now, when we can tap into the patterning and release this genetic weakness and work with these electromagnetic frequencies in the body, then we absorb naturally through our energetic system these alchemical properties, and then from deep within our core being, with through that purification and release of this memory-based pain, we don't need to know about it too much if we don't want to. It just purifies. And then at the very core of our being, that Uranian influence that we talk, Uranus influence, brings through that profound shift of consciousness, and it's on an electromagnetic level. So our light body starts to anchor, and this is the only way we can purify our inner self and our reality so that we can co-create. Do you see what I mean? We are those co-creators. And I mean, we all say that, but we truly are. You know what I mean? It's amazing. And for me,
it's been so interesting to the correlation. Like you said, Chiron, the symbol is a key, and it's the key in connecting our body realm to higher consciousness. And in my work, it's through the process of forgiveness, through a lot of self-forgiveness and forgiving others. And so it's so I'm just saying yes inside as you're speaking.
Yes, if we can embody that vibration and that emotion, it can move the energy. But ultimately, absolutely, because if we can't let go, as you say, in the state of forgiveness, if we can't let go, we're not going to be able to purify and clear. It's just, you know what I mean? It has to
come. We're hanging on. We're hanging on to those old things that debilitate us, our wounds and the effects of our wounding. And yes, so I have discovered that forgiveness is a key component.
Yes.
And the emotional healing.
Yes, exactly. And that comes into play. If you can master that, like I said, if you master one aspect of self, the physical, etheric, electromagnetic, and of course at the emotional, the soul level, that all integrates and comes into play for this profound shift of consciousness to come about. Now, what's actually interesting about this year is that this is a very powerful year, because like as you mentioned, it's a numerological 11 master year that's grounding into a 2. So basically, humanity is going to be compelled to really break through, and with this transit from Chiron in Pisces to Aries, is really being compelled to actually master what has been holding them back. So when we have genetic dis-ease and we have symptomatic pain, that's a key to understanding what we need to clear so that we can create a profound shift in ourselves, our emotions, and our consciousness. So this year is about really looking inside and working through breaking what's been limiting us, either symptomatically, clearing the patterning, behavior or ego-based emotions, or the lower I am. And also as we do that, what's actually going to happen through, there's a huge change alchemically going on in the universe, which I'll explain in a minute, that's actually going to help us then in doing that embody more of our higher potential. Mm-hmm. Now, what's actually happening in our patterning, because we've come into what I believe is the sphere of Chokhmah, which is on the Kabbalah, and it's at the top of the Kabbalah, underneath the crown, and it actually is the closest point to God. So energetically, what's happening in this year, we've got all this alchemical properties birthing in our universe, and this is all delegated by God consciousness or the universe that's at play, and it's providing all the elements. Now, there's a lot more than what we know, what science understands, what's actually happening in what we call the space, or what we see as space, is all this pure prana, pure electromagnetic light. And this pure prana and light is being absorbed more into the universe. It's coming more into play alchemically. So I call it comes from the black ray. It comes from the void beyond what is already created. And it provides what we need to heal ourselves on that core level. What has not yet been healed is provided alchemically by the universe, because it's birthing more higher vibrational prana and electromagnetic light. The grid system is going through a crystallization process. The cosmic activations are creating this light technology for us to absorb it. Now, the only way we can absorb this process that's delegated by the holographic grid is by us releasing within ourselves this core wounding. When we open ourselves up and we trigger this genetic change by being open, we absorb it deep within our atoms and cells from an electromagnetic level. Light and crystalline frequencies come into our body. Then the energies of the prana from the body feed through our chakras and meridian systems. And then we shift in vibration, and we're holding higher vibrations of emotions. We're breaking all of that negative patterning that's been creating despair and struggle and pain. And then we have this profound shift of consciousness, and that solidifies that light. And then what in doing that, we're then embodying more of that fifth dimensional consciousness. Now, this year is about two things. It's about breaking these core lower I am feelings and patternings, clearing core genetic weaknesses that have kept us in the lower I am, and creating this alchemical shift. Now, the sphere of Chokhmah, what's amazing about it is that it comes through, like I said, the closest point to God, and it creates such a huge impact in our psyche, an aspect of self that's been so wounded through fear or the inability to look at self and the universe, to see the truth in self and the universe. It's actually healing an aspect of our psyche. And it's actually being encouraged by Chiron, because it's in doing that, the light that it's bringing through is actually what the sphere of Chokhmah does. It creates innate wisdom. So it feeds light into our being and creates such a profound shift magically or alchemically in ourselves through light, that it taps the body from the neurological system, the brain and the heart, and subatomically, to actually create a state of consciousness that is so pure, it dissolves all that we need to dissolve from these four planes.
It does, that energy of love. And Chiron is about empathy development. And when we have empathy for ourselves and others, it dissolves the barriers, the differences, the negative feelings, patterns, and consequences.
And this is what this year is about, because we've got this Chiron shift, and then on top of it, the Chiron shift has been preparing us really for Chokhmah to come through this year. And Chokhmah is also related in the higher arcana of the tarot as the High Priestess and the Judgment card. So the High Priestess is, this is the time not to accelerate our self-healing and self-awareness and extend our awareness. We're healing an aspect within our inner psyche for us to shift this pain and heal and awaken. But in doing that, we're actually becoming more, we're embodying gifts from our oversoul. These are higher gifts that we've embodied in different lifetimes, but we need to utilize them and clear wounding for them to come into play in a whole new way. Now, this is spiritually empowering us, because the High Priestess represents that state of acceleration of enlightenment, that ability to become more spiritually empowered and to connect to the universe energetically in a whole new way, which is in a spiritual way, because your consciousness is running differently. So this whole alchemical process is more instantaneous. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
I do. More, it's just there. Now,
it's available.
The struggle in the mind's eye is being compelled to clear, and open up within the psyche. So what I'm actually saying on a personal level, it's not only our internal wounding within our mind, and you think about mind-body connection, the neurological system, the brain, is specifically working with the right hemispheres, the brain, which really works with, and the left electromagnetic line of force. So it really works with utilizing and opening aspects of our brain, consciousness, heart and mind that's been disempowered and has created pain in our body, mind, and has disempowered us and our reality. Now, on a global level, I believe new researchers will come into play and they will find some changes happening, or, you know, seeing things that are happening or bringing out new ideas around the brain, or changes happening within the brain, or some kind of new discovery concerning the brain over the next few years, specifically related to the pineal and the pituitary and the central nervous system, and specific aspects of really related to the right hemisphere of the brain, but down through the central nervous system to the heart. Now, so what's really exciting is not only we being compelled to clear deep within ourselves in this way, but universally we're healing an aspect of our inner psyche or consciousness that has created issues around our health, our neurological system, the way our mindset, the way we think, the way we feel, and ultimately the wellness process of our consciousness and opening us up in our psyche. And it will open up those higher chakras more as well. So it's, and if we, as we master this year, this is going to create the technology that we need in our body to then utilize this incredible acceleration of healing and awakening for the next 8 to 9 years of our life. This is when we can really co-create a new sense the South in the world, you know, and yeah. It's really amazing. It's an amazing year.
It is an amazing year. It's very exciting.
So that's what this year is, you know, really compelling us to do. So we've got real high technology running, or should I say master numbers. We've got the Akana, which is master numbers. We've got the Chiron influence. So it's all being, and astrologically, with all the changes happening astrologically, if you look at the astrology this year, it comes back to clearing the lower I am. So we're humanity, and we are personally being encouraged to go within, look at the self, go into the four planes, clear the self so that you can absorb this magic. So that's happening on an astrological level as well.
To bring us into higher integrity within ourselves and in connection to each other.
Absolutely. And then also in doing that, the alchemy that's running in our body is actually opening us up to absorbing more light and pure vibration so that we can be suspended and co-create this higher sense of self and being in the world.
Yeah.
This is a really big time of elevation of that sense of self and way of being. This is the year that's going to trigger us to really step up into that.
And I think we see that. I think we're seeing that, Alexis, in our culture and in America for sure, with the hashtag Me Too movement and people speaking up about higher truths, holding people accountable for their actions at a greater level. We're really seeing this manifest now.
Absolutely. It's very strange, you know, Liz, because, you know, I used to tour a lot in the States, and then everything, you know, got so big, and I had to concentrate on where I needed to go and how to build the energy and all the dynamics behind it, because it is a pyramid of light. There are so many levels within it. There's workshops and trainings and mystery school levels, and that's all completed now. That's all solidified. And it's interesting. I left too in the States so much, and I worked a lot in England and Ireland and the UK. But I knew in myself that the universe would call me to go back. Mm-hmm. And then it was last year I started feeling intuitively it's time. And what you've just said too, you're going to see so much going on in the States with them speaking out and really owning this whole new consciousness that's birthing, because you're very connected to a very powerful grid over there. And I believe that I'm being guided to come back, because when I do channel, I not only channel in the moment and I train, but I pick up on what's happening in the grid and with humanity, and I bring out new teachings on that or writings on that. And I believe that I'm meant to be coming back at this time. And if you think about it, you know, look at what's actually happening within ourselves and humanity as a whole. And it's such a powerful grid, you know. So you will be seeing huge changes like you've just mentioned. And I feel that there's big shifts in the grid over there, and I'm really excited about returning. So I'll just talk a little bit about that before we go into our light body activation here today. So just looking at it here, I'll be returning. I'm actually coming to the New Living Expo that's in California, just outside of San Francisco, on the 27th to the 29th of April. And when we're there, we're going to have a stand there where we'll be introducing people to the energy and some of the people who run the energy that have been in the energy and are training. Will higher levels of the energy will be at a stand there, so people can come up and talk to them. But I'll be doing a presentation there also on Saturday, the 28th at 6 p.m. So that's an hour presentation, but it's more like an activation. So when I'm there, I'm opening up to feeding or understanding the technology of the grid in the States, and this just channeling through the energy that I feel that I am guided to bring through to activate the people on location, but also to reconnect to the grid in the United States at that point in time. So we're really excited about that, and we're then returning in June. On the 14th, should I say in July, on the 14th to the 22nd of July. And I'm doing the bigger trainings, which is the fundamental, advanced, and teachers. And this is the training that helps us run this alchemy that I've been talking about and light technology to master the healing the self and the state of consciousness that I've been talking about. And once you learn this technology, you can run it on yourself, and you can learn to run it on others. But also then too, it's in preparation of the next level one mystery school that I'll be doing the following year. So if anybody who comes up in the States or any other locations that I'm working in this year in Ireland and England in Australia had the opportunity then to have done the study to be able to come in and do level one mystery school. And that location is a new location again. So I've been guided to go to new grids, DC, and open up whole new, because when I work in a new grid, there's new technology running through the energy. So there's a lot of change that there is we're a lot really, of change. Really excited about.
Well, we welcome you in advance to the Conscious Life Expo, April 27th to 29th in the San Francisco area. It's very exciting that you're coming over here to us.
And I said, Lisa, you must have been switched on, because I was guided by a spirit but hadn't said anything to anybody, and then we got an email from you. So yes, it's just another sign, you know?
It is a beautiful sign.
Okay, so I think we're ready now to go into the light body activation healing process. So are we ready to move into that now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, then. So what we're going to do is, if everybody can just go into stillness and prepare ourselves for the meditation and healing. And closing our eyes. And just closing our eyes while the music starts to come through. Going into that centered state of being by bringing in the mind into your heart chakra. And as you center your mind into your heart, in the very center of your chest, you go into a state of stillness. And in this state of stillness, you become receptive and open to the universe. All negative thought patterns and feelings begin to dissolve. And you become one with all that is at this state of consciousness and being. And now, any stressful feelings and symptoms that you've felt in your body and mind simply dissolve into the light. And now you see or feel radiant white light resonating from the center of your heart. And as this radiant white light resonates out from your heart, out into every atom and cell of your being, a deep state of purification births within your body, within your soul, and within your consciousness. And you become cocooned by the pure vibration of unconditional love. And now just feel yourself becoming lighter and lighter as the pain dissolves. And now we set the intent to be open to the vibration of the spirit chakra. And as this vibration alchemically comes through, as we hold a state of unconditional love, deep genetic pain dissolves within us, and we are touched by the light in every atom and aspect of self, and we heal. And now sense, see or feel your light body beginning to crystallize and form itself. This pure vibration of the Holy Spirit ripples out into every atom and cell of our being, and as we crystallize and form our light body, pure vibration of the Holy Spirit ripples out into our reality, touching everyone we know and absolutely everything. And in this moment, we co-create the embodiment of our divine I Am presence. As our light shines out into the world, healing those we love, healing and shifting our reality to a higher vibration. Now, embody the higher self as you sense, see, or feel the crystallization of your I Am presence through the formation of your light body. And as you hold that vibration and that light and start to come back into consciousness, be open and receptive to the changes will come about within the way you feel, you think, and within your reality around you. As this pure vibration continues to run, clearing, creating, changing in everything. And as you gently begin to bring your mind into this consciousness and into the now, coming back into the now, feel this light crystallizing within and this vibration still running in the reality. Embrace this new sense of self. Divine, I am present. Divine self. Okay. And now, as you fully come back into consciousness, feel no struggle in your body, in your mind, and you feel the creative change within and around you, and you're receptive and open to moving through new doorways that come into play through the alchemy and the vibration of the energy you run. Just grounding now as you connect to your earth stars that sink just beneath your feet. You open your eyes. Okay, everybody coming back now and opening your eyes. Just feel that energy and vibration still running. Okay, is everybody back?
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Alexis. Thank you for being the channel to bring this divine feminine energy through to us that is helping us to ground in this master year and really step up into those higher places within ourselves and our consciousness and our decisions and how we're showing up in the world.
Thank you, Lisa. And that's really what it's about, you know, being initially a psychic reader and then being guided by spirit to do this. It's just to become a vessel for this new sense of spiritual empowerment so that we can connect up and embrace these new elements birthing for us and become empowered. It's been really lovely being with you today, Lisa, and thank you so much for following through with your intuition and connecting with us. We've really enjoyed it. And I want to say
I have
listening as well.
And is the best way for our listeners to reach you to find out about the appearances that you'll be making this year in Sydney and San Francisco, Ireland and England through transferencehealing.com?
Yes, just going to our website and going on to the workshops and training pages. So the website is www.transferencehealing.com. And also they can also link up to our mail list on Facebook as well.
Oh, yes, that's Transference Healing on Facebook, additionally.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, yes.
I just want to thank you for the organization and the patience and all that this took for us to connect today. I'm deeply grateful and honored.
Thank you, Lisa. Likewise. It's been wonderful.
You're welcome. Blessings. Have a wonderful day.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Blessings back. Bye. That concludes our show today with Alexis Cartwright of Transference Healing, live coming to us from Australia today on this International Women's Day. I hope everyone has a fantastic week and tune in next week with another show. Bye-bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir.